Joining us on the line right now is Matt Seaholm, the executive director of the American Progressive Bag Alliance. We're talking with Matt on the day that Wegmans is getting rid of plastic bags ahead of that statewide ban that's set to take place on March 1st. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sorry, but I have to start with, I never thought in my life I'd be talking to the executive director of a group dedicated to anything regarding plastic bags.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we represent the manufacturers and recyclers here in the United States. Believe it or not, there are actually thousands of people employed by this industry here in the United States. And, you know, we've seen our products come under fire, and you know, we do our best to educate and inform. And that's what we're doing here this morning.
So you're absolutely against the bag ban.
Oh, without a doubt. There's a lot of issues with it as we see it. You know, we can talk about the environmental aspect of it, but I think for the shoppers, this is a real question mark that we're going to see come March. Is there clearly is not going to be enough paper bags. There are not going to be enough reusable bags. At the end of the day, what the state is trying to implement is just going too far too fast.
You say no, there won't be enough reusable bags. I was saying a little bit earlier how I went shopping yesterday to two places that never had plastic bags. You always had to either bring your own or, you know, put things in a box. And they always seem to, you know, some people their first time might be inconvenienced and not know exactly what's going on there. But once you know the fact that there won't be bags, people seem to get along, you know, pretty fine at those stores. What makes you think that this will be different?
Well, I think there are certainly some stores where that's doable. When you have stores that everybody drives to, or, as you mentioned, put it in boxes like a Costco situation, you know, shoppers are already attuned to what exactly the system is at the front end of the store. But there are a lot of stores out there where, you know, the folks coming in don't necessarily have a car to drive to the store. They're taking public transportation. They're walking. You need to have some type of a low-cost option. And over 90% of the local ordinances in the state of New York that have actually done something regarding plastic paper bags, et cetera, they're actually a workable solution that the state is just not following. And I think that's the biggest difference is the devil's in the details.
Well, you've probably seen this play out in other states, right, that have gone through with a plastic bag ban?
Well, I'll tell you, the proposal in Albany, and actually there's a hearing today in the Department of Environmental Conservation about this. The proposal for the state of New York goes further than anything in the world has done to date. That's the difference, is not all bag bans are created equal. You know, you look at a California or even here in New York, like a Suffolk County, and you have differences. And that's the problem, is they're going too far.
The thing I was looking at was maybe not so much grocery stores, but the other businesses that this might impact, and how, you know, things are a little bit different at, say, a hardware store than it is a shopping center for groceries. That's obviously going to be where a lot of the attention's placed, but this impact goes further than just your Tops or Wegmans.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you have the larger stores that have a buying power that they're going to be able to find imported reusable bags, although that's in question because a lot of the supply chain is disrupted in China right now. But, you know, some of the larger ones have those options, but the smaller retailers are the ones that are going to struggle to find some type of alternative to the bags that they've used for years.
You know, the paper bag industry, what's going to happen with that as a result of this plastic bag ban?
Well, the paper bag industry, you know, when the plastic bag came onto the scene, you know, the paper bag industry really declined considerably because, you know, there's no doubt from an environmental economic perspective, the plastic bag was the best option. And over the years, the manufacturing capacity for paper bags has dwindled. So they're at capacity. The entire continent of North America does not have any excess capacity to fulfill the New York marketplace. And there are paper bag manufacturers that'll tell you they want to service the marketplace here in New York. They just can't do it.
What do you propose then as a solution? Thinking that, you know, plastic bags, whether it's an outright ban or just the implementation of reusable bags, for the past few years now, it's kind of been this turn away from plastic bags. If it's not an outright ban, what is the happy medium?
Well, we understand that there's a desire to get rid of the idea of single use, so that's understandable. But there's a definition of reusable bag that is codified in law across the country. And like I said, it's here in New York as well. I mean, Suffolk County is kind of the best example of it because they implemented, studied it, and actually found that they had over an 80% reduction in the number of bags. Their law allows for a thicker reusable bag to be made here in the United States and sold for 5 cents, 10 cents, whatever the retailer wants to do, and that's doable. That actually is the right compromise to find, and that way you still have a low cost option for folks who don't have a bag or don't have a dollar or don't have $2 to buy that thicker bag that needs to be reused a lot more times to offset the overall environmental impact.
Matt, do you agree, though, that something has to be done? I mean, that plastic pollution is out of control?
Well, I think that across the globe, sure, you actually do have an issue with plastic pollution, and our industry as a whole is doing a lot to try to address that. But 95% of plastic pollution going into the oceans is coming from 10 river systems in Southeast Asia and Africa. The traditional plastic retail bag typically makes up less than 1% of litter. Understand it's very visible. It gets up in a tree. You see it. But it isn't the right approach to it. And every life cycle assessment that's ever been done has shown that traditional plastic bag to be the best option at the checkout counter.
Where do you think this goes from here then? I mean, the ban is already about to be in place. It is already law. How do you plan on maybe reversing people's minds? Is it just kind of a wait and see how consumers react type of thing?
Well, when the law was written last year, it didn't exactly get it right. It actually had some errors in it and some inconsistencies. So that's why the DEC is going through this process of defining what a reusable bag is, so that stores have an option to purchase other than just importing from China, or if they can find it, you know, using a paper bag. So over the course of the next few weeks and perhaps even a month, the DEC is going to define what a reusable bag is, and that's going to be the biggest determinant whether or not there's chaos at the in the marketplace or not.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate the time. That's Matt Seaholm. He represents the American Progressive Bag Alliance.